proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue our series on the woman of valor, as described in Proverbs chapter 31. Lemuel's mother began her discourse by asking, quote, "Who can find a virtuous woman?" unquote, implying that such are a rare commodity indeed. Lemuel's mother continued by noting that her price is far above rubies. The author of Ecclesiastes chapter 7 expressed a similar disappointment when he engaged in his search for wisdom. He claimed that he could not find one woman who possessed that trait. If the writer of Ecclesiastes was really King Solomon, a man who had 700 wives and 300 concubines, asserting that he could not find a woman who possessed wisdom would speak poorly of his ability to discern godly character in the woman with whom he chose to marry. Thus, trustworthiness constitutes the first characteristic of a virtuous woman. Lemuel's mother noted that, quote, "the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil," unquote. That is to say, the man married to a virtuous woman can rely upon her honesty and truthfulness so as not to cause him ruin. Note that Lemuel's mother did not associate this trait of trustworthiness with a woman's fidelity to her marriage vows. History demonstrates that a wife can remain faithful to her husband while at the same time bankrupting him. Lemuel's mother pointed out that the husband of a virtuous woman could indeed entrust her with their family fortunes. Shalal, the Hebrew noun rendered as spoil, alluded to material gains, whether it was plunder resulting from war, as in Joshua chapter 7, or ruin resulting from calamity, as in Zechariah chapter 14. Lemuel's mother added that a virtuous woman, quote, "will do him," her husband, "will do him good and not evil all the days of her life," unquote. Proverbs chapter 31 provided several examples in which a virtuous woman adds to her family's prosperity. Quote, "She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands," unquote. Quote, "She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant," unquote. A virtuous woman thereby had to understand basic principles of marketing if she expected her endeavors to supplement her family's income. Lemuel's mother added that the virtuous woman is, quote, "like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar," unquote. This skill required a woman of valor to grasp the rudimentary principles of cost analysis and apply them to the constraints imposed by her family's budget. Lemuel's mother added that the virtuous woman, quote, "considereth a field and buyeth it," unquote. The ability to undertake such a venture successfully required that a virtuous woman possess some knowledge of management, coupled with a certain degree of skill in business negotiations. A virtuous woman, quote, "is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet," unquote. The husband of a woman of valor can depend upon her to know about and to meet their family's needs. Such a woman will not allow her external activities to deter her from providing for her household's welfare. A virtuous woman should possess the necessary self-discipline to govern herself wisely, sparing her husband from the need of imposing limitations on her activities. The husband of a woman of valor can safely trust in her, not to bring him to ruin. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.